The Peoria Journal Star is making diversity and inclusion an editorial and hiring priority under its new leadership.
I think we've covered all areas of the community, but we just want to make sure we're doing more.
That's Romando Dixon, the Peoria Journal Star's new executive editor. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Tuesday, August 25th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A campaign manager who's new to the job is learning as he goes. Eric Anderson is running Esther Joy King's congressional campaign in Illinois' 17th district. Michelle O'Neill reports.
Esther Joy King won the Republican primary race, and her headquarters is located in East Moline, with field operations in Rock Island, Peoria, and Rockford. Anderson says in the spring he would have sent volunteers door-to-door, but the coronavirus and lockdown delayed that, and supporters have been calling voters from home instead.
Online has been a huge deal. Social media, in terms of a way of just keeping people informed of what's going on, since we can't be all over the place right now, and everybody wants to be safe, you know, like having things like Facebook Live help a ton just to get people more informed about who Esther is and what she's working on and what she hopes to accomplish.
No one's hosting big rallies or fundraising dinners, and Anderson says he's enjoyed the challenge of finding creative ways to introduce King to voters.
Working within, you know, the safety regulations and safety guidelines, what we try to do is get Esther in front of as many people as possible, but obviously those groups are much smaller. So it just involves a lot of meet and greets with groups, you know, 10 to 15 people. We do as much outside as possible and obviously wearing masks whenever we can't socially distance.
Like many other candidates, Anderson and King are taking advantage of technology to hold online meetings with leaders and volunteers. King's Democratic opponent is incumbent Sherry Bustos. I'm Michelle O'Neill.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials reported 194 new confirmed COVID-19 cases over the weekend. That includes 100 in Peoria County, 76 in Tazewell County, and 18 in Woodford County. Former Peoria Republican Congressman Ray LaHood has endorsed Democratic nominee and former Vice President Joe Biden in November's general election as the GOP convention gets underway. And the Peoria Public Schools Board of Education discussed a partial waiver of tuition fees for non-resident children of full-time district employees at last night's meeting. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Romando Dixon, the new executive editor of the Peoria Journal Star, says he wants to increase the diversity of the newspaper's mainly white male staff over the next 5 years. Tim Shelley recently spoke with him about an article he wrote on diversity.
It was just something that we would like to improve, and something that also telling the community what our newsroom looks like. So, you know, there are parts of Peoria, maybe it's different races, that don't feel as represented in our coverage. And I think we've covered all areas of the community, but we just want to make sure we're doing more.
Yeah, so when you talk a little bit about the makeup, you mentioned the lack of women in the newsroom specifically. So how do you go about changing that? Does that go into hiring more people over the next 5 years in terms of goals?
The main thing I want to say is, you know, we'll hire the best people for an available job. In our company, Gannett, we, you know, strive to have a diverse pool of candidates. And so whether it's male, female, black, white, or Hispanic, you want to have the best pool of candidates so you can make the best decisions. One way to do that is certainly hiring. The other thing I think people may overlook, and I don't want them to overlook with this story, is that, you know, we want to have, you know, diversity and coverage too. That's just as important. Like, the people in the newsroom can cover diverse communities with the current makeup, but, you know, I think it's always good to have, again, a good mixture of people, young and old, and even some of the veteran reporters here will be like, oh, we'd love to have an intern or, you know, a younger reporter come in. Again, there's different layers to diversity, age, gender, and race. So we're just looking to strike a healthy balance in all three.
In your article, you linked to a couple examples of the diversity in coverage. One was the article about WMBD reporter Treasure Roberts wearing braids on the air. And the other one was, I believe, about Grandpa John's Rib Shack, which was a legendary restaurant here in Peoria. So those are kind of examples of what you're talking about in terms of kind of improving or widening the breadth of the type of stories you're covering?
Correct. And, you know, those were just recent articles from the past month that I've been here. And, you know, Phil Luciano, our columnist and reporter, you know, that was an idea he had on his own. And a story he wrote just this weekend about a West Peoria man running and, you know, fighting racism, running with a sign miles and miles per day every morning to bring attention to racism and bullying. And so that's another story about, you know, a diverse story. And Phil, he does this all the time. So, again, I do want to emphasize that we have already been covering diverse communities, and he did this on his own, and he's always kind of done that. But I also want to say, you know, we're just trying to do it more than maybe we have in the past. So that's, you know, I just want to be clear. It's like, you know, when you say you're doing more, people say, oh, you never do it. No, I don't think that's the case.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
That was Tim Shelley's interview with Peoria Journal Star executive editor Romando Dixon. For more from the interview, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.